Off guard. Happy birthday to you.
You gotta light 84 candles. Give me a minute.
You know, it'd probably been better if we had sung with somebody.
How about me singing it?
Maybe.
Amazing Grace.
Maybe you can find somebody for the next hour. We'll sing. All right. You can cut the cake now.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Here we go. I'm blowing out these candles.
Oh, you lit them? I don't know if the FCC allows that.
Oh, my goodness. I got one in, won't quit.
There you go.
That's like me. I won't quit. 84 and looking for more, Big John.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big John's with us.
Yeah.
John, you didn't chime in there very much for that.
I got down in the basement. I got down.
We'll give you another chance.
He's going to have to do a 60-minute man in a minute for
no,
him.
No.
Yeah, are you?
Why don't we try this again? Right. We don't need the music. Right. Rufus, you can sing too. All you right. can sing to yourself.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rufus. Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Big John, I still didn't hear you.
That was pretty.
Is my mic open?
Yes.
Well, the cans are working. Okay, all right.
Well, let Big John try it then, by himself.
I don't.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rufus. And many, many more.
All right.
60-minute man
it's
right there.
Now.
60-minute man. Okay.
Right. So,
folks, this is just numbing.
It is. So, the whole show is.
The whole show. Surrounded by tomatoes, birthday cake, Dr. Pepper, Big John, Nelson, and Mike.
Great combination.
Melissa sent some plates. I don't know what else she sent. Forks? Did she send any forks or anything?
Loaded up.
Do we have anything to cut the cake with?
I have these.
Oh, okay. Well, you're probably the most professional cutter.
I don't know.
Why don't you cut the cake?
I cut you.
Well, we've been talking about the mafia off the air. So.
I know. Look out there, Nelson. Easy there.
All right. Let's see what we
take
do.
Back all the good things I said about you. There you go.
Rufus has met everybody.
Yeah.
All right. We just excuse us, folks. We got to get everything straight here. We got all these tools and got several things to eat, and we have a Chantilly. What are you doing?
I'm getting new plates.
Oh, you're getting plates.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
We do have a cake.
Well, wow, this smells so good.
If I can use that.
Okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Did sweet Melissa send any peanut brittle up here, Mike?
No. She only makes that when it's cold. It doesn't work. You can't make it when it's hot.
Oh, I like it when it's hot.
No, I mean, it's
nice and warm,
gets gummy
sticky.
Or something.
Yeah. Still good, though. Tell her hello.
Yeah, well, you'll get some when the time comes,
okay,
John.
Okay, all right. That's some good stuff, man, I tell you.
At Rufus's Christmas party.
Yeah, planners ain't got nothing on her.
No, sir.
What? Look at that. It's got raspberries, I think, in the middle.
Well, that's... Yeah, Paul. We'll take Paul here. Paul Wendell, I'm sorry you're not up here to eat some of this cake. Wait. You ever had any Chantilly cake?
No, sir, I have not.
It's got fruit in it. John, you want some, don't you?
Chantilly lace and a pretty face. Wrong. No, we're going from music to cake.
Okay. Sorry.
There we go. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Appreciate that. Happy birthday, guys.
You got any forks?
Yeah.
Melissa, send any forks.
They're coming.
Okay.
I wonder what that fruit is in the middle
they're
there.
They're coming to a plate.
It looks good.
You did a great job there. Your mother taught you really well.
Oh, how to cut a cake. Too bad you're not
She's
here, Paul.
Don't let her fool you, Mike. She, she got it at Harris Teeter, huh?
No.
I'm just messing.
No, the cake came from Whole Foods.
Really?
No, she didn't make it. But it's something that Whole Foods is famous for, Chantilly cake.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to find out.
It's got fruit in it.
It looks good.
Yeah.
I don't need but one thing. That's eating, it looks like right here. Mike, here you go.
All right, we got
Rufus,
a round of
forks.
Well, I'm sorry, Paul. What did you call about?
Thank you. Thank you, Nelson.
What'd you call for?
Paul said, "Say me some."
Well, I actually have a question about some spinach. I found a little envelope with some seeds, and it says that you could plant it in July and August. Is that in? And it looks like we're in that zone on the back on map.
Now, what kind of plant?
Spinach.
Spinach. Oh, okay.
So yeah. It's not the Malabar spinach. It's just the regular green leaf spinach.
It's Bloomsdale
longstanding spinach. Bloomsdale, yeah, that's the big leaf spinach, but it's not the Malabar spinach. So here's my thought on that.
I'm going to get some napkins. Y'all just keep talking.
Okay.
Use my shirt sleeve here.
having been in the garden center industry for the last 39, 40 years, the local growers never or rarely had spinach in the fall for us to sell because they said it was so hard to germinate in that August window when most cool season vegetables are, seeded out and germinated and ready to go to the growers end of August, middle of August through end of August, early September when they're ready for us to plant. So I'm going to say it's difficult to germinate them unless you have some type of cooling system and then you harden them off. Now, I have personally grown spinach in the fall. It's just harder to get the plants. There was a company in Virginia I would deal with. They would have them. But my local growers, that is what they would tell me, that it's just too hard to keep them. But I would seed them out as well, and especially in the Greensboro area, and always had good luck. So it's possible, but it is definitely one of those cool season leafy vegetables that does not like our Indian summers versus cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, things like that, collards. They do great.
I'm sorry. It doesn't matter what it is. I get it all over me. I get it on my face, my hands.
You wear that cake very well, Mike. Lord have mercy. Dress him up, can't take him out.
Thanks, Paul. And happy birthday, Rufus.
Hey, Paul, thank you. I wish you were here.
Don't talk with your mouth full. So, Paul, did you get your spinach question straight? I wasn't following me.
Yep.
I had to leave the room to get some napkins.
I'm going to pass on planting that. It sounds like too much work, and I got enough to do. So.
I mean, and it's possible that, may find a vendor at the farmer's market that has some, four packs or something like that.
Oh, no. This was just a seed pack that I found that I didn't plant earlier and said, and I looked at the back and I said, maybe I could.
Well, hang on to them for, like, January, February, and get them
there you go.
Or even later fall.
Okay.
November, yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You are welcome.
All right. Thanks, Paul. I'm just making a mess. I don't know what it is. What the problem is. Are you just leaving, Nels? Oh, you're taking some to Joel. Okay. Well, that's good.
Now, this is like a bulldog wreck-a-logging chain. It's so good.
Yeah, buddy.
Mmm. Sorry, folks. It is good. So, 919-860-9783 is the number to call. bearded iris. Have you? Surely you have seen variegated iris leaves.
I have, but I can't recall seeing a variegated bearded iris. I'm sure they exist. That used to be a game we would play at the nursery show, is try to figure out a genus that doesn't have a variegated plant in its existence. So anyway, but I can't think of a variegated bearded iris. I feel like I've seen one before, like in a garden, but I've not seen them out in the trade or out, you know, offered for a retail setting.
And we have to see it blooming before we can determine whether it's bearded or...
No, you can kind of tell by the fan, by the leaf structure. Even the bulbs, you can kind of tell whether it's
bearded.
Well,
I'm sorry I haven't taken a picture of it. As many times, I've walked by it every day.
But there are tons of variegated iris.
Okay.
But
well, this is probably...
I'm having a brain fog with whether I've seen any cultivars or...
I don't know what color it is either, the flower. I don't know that I've seen it blooming. Surely I have, but that is gorgeous. It really is.
It's good cake.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say a sort of a odd thing about variegation here.
Okay.
I have found in some of the variegated plants that it detracts from the bloom. You're not able in some of the variegation to see the actual bloom of the plant beautifully. And on some things, now, Mike, I'm going to tell you, you gave me one time a variegated Rose of Sharon.
Yeah.
And I love the variegation, but I can barely see the bloom on it.
Well, but if it were like a purple or magenta, that would be very contrasting, striking, versus
right.
if it were kind of
yeah, it shouldn't
white
be white. It shouldn't
exactly
make a white bloom.
Right.
That's why I say it needs to be the right thing for the variegation for the bloom to show up well.
Most of the time it is, I think. But you're entitled to your opinion.
You have to be careful when you talk to Nelsa about variegation because she feels very strong about it.
Well, I'm going to stick with my belief that I'm very choosy about variegation.
John, do you want to chime in about variegation?
Let me take my tomatoes back. This is a striped German.
No.
I variegated the foliage, too.
I respectfully wave.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF as we celebrate Rufus Edmondson's 84th birthday today. Yay! We're back. Excuse me, we're eating in here. So Rufus's 84th birthday here on the Weekend Gardener at WPTF. And I have turned, I don't eat a lot of sweets, but I've eaten some chantilly cake.
But it's not sweet, good. It's good.
And now I'm eating something that's much more healthy, some zucchini bread
Barbara.
That's Barbara made.
Yeah.
John, did you get enough?
Man, I tell you, it was very good. I like thank you for the big old tomato. Is that what is this, German?
That is a Cousin Gladys.
Okay.
We don't know what it is.
But
it's got to be in the German Johnson line.
Okay.
Is it, now, let me establish this. Is this your Cousin Gladys or Rufus's
it's
cousin?
Rufus's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cousin Gladys from Johnson City,
Tennessee. Come on in, Alyssa, and cut Alyssa some cake.
I've been convinced.
Hi, Melissa.
Do you want the cake or do you want some zucchini bread?
She wants both.
Okay. All right.
Someone make the zucchini bread?
My mother.
Oh.
So, Rufus, did you we're still on the air, by the way.
Yeah.
Cake on the air, I love it.
Keep it G-rated.
Oh, we have some people on the line here. I better go to Reg in APEC. Oh, Don. Oh, is that?
Sorry about the pop-up.
Okay, well, let's go to Don first. Nelson, quit making so much noise.
Sound like you're tearing the wall down over there.
Hello.
Yes,
Happy
sir.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday is right. 84.
Thank you, my friend.
Wow. Goodness, you're a legend in your own mind.
I would say that, Rufus, is that true? Are you a legend in your own mind?
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah, only when Big John gets to brag about me that I halfway believe it.
Well, you pay me to do it. Pay me well. No, you pay me weekly, very weekly. That's right. I forgot.
Very weekly, yeah. Yeah, I've got a question. Plant question. I know you can plant, you get stuff to plant zucchini and spinach and all that stuff, but where do you get the chantilly seeds so you grow those cakes?
You know, that's a great mystery and actually a controversy. We're not sure. I've tried to grow them, but only a few people can, apparently. But it does work.
Yeah. Luckily, they're in season right now, I guess. Luckily for you.
They are in season. They are in season. And it was all very tasty. We have, I've gotten it all over me, and and it's pretty well gone, I think. We'll have to find some other.
Well, we're going to have some cucumber spread. We're going to have to talk about how you make a tomato sandwich. Mm.
Without mayonnaise, she's saying, Don.
See, you're going to have to make me a believer on that. Because
and you will be.
I just have Duke's mayo.
I'm going to send you home.
Yeah. Do I have to go now?
Pardon?
Do I have to go home now? You're going to send me home?
No, I'm not going to send you home. I'm not going to send you home.
Don't send him home early. Good gracious.
He might need a birthday nap.
Now, I was thinking this was Mr. Curtis. This is not Mr. Curtis, is it? Sir?
No.
Hello? Did we lose him? I hope we didn't lose Don. If it is Mr. Curtis, I don't. Huh? Okay. Well,
is that Don?
I don't know.
My old classmate?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Dropped out.
Yeah. But I wanted to make sure, just for the sake of my livelihood.
Preventive maintenance.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Big John knows who I am.
What's that?
What did you say, Don? I tell you what we're going to do, Don, is put you on hold and get a better signal because you're dropping out. You dropped out completely, and now you're kind of fading, kind of like Susan did earlier. So we're going to put you on hold, and we'll be right back here in the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We're back. Everybody settle down. So let's get back to Don because we were having trouble hearing Don. We want to hear what he has to say. Don, we'll try it again. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning.
Yeah, that's better.
Am I better now?
You are better. You are better now, loud and clear.
Okay, that's great. I have a question about hot peppers for Big John.
Yes, sir.
Hot peppers for Big John.
Yeah. I want to see if he remembers walking into Station 1 in Cary, the fire station, with a gallon jar of hot peppers.
Uh-oh, I know who I'm talking with now. Don Ellington.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I do.
Oh, Don, yeah. Hey, Don.
Hey.
Mike, you know Don.
Sure.
Yeah, there's quite a story about that. If you got a second, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you sounded at first too much like my boss, and I was sweating. I wanted to make sure it wasn't my boss. I didn't want to cut him off.
I'll have to get a few details and try that again sometime.
Yeah.
I could really worry you. But anyway, back in the olden days, in the Cary Fire Department at Station 1, which is now the headquarters building.
Right.
My shift was on duty, And I happened to be sitting at this huge Formica table that the whole gang of us could sit at for lunch or something. And I was nibbling on some peanut butter, pitter patter cookies, and some milk. Just happened to be there. John walks in, and everybody came back to see who came in. And here he was with a gallon jar of homegrown pickled jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it happened that our shift officer did not like hot food. He thought two drops of Texas Pete was, you know, was a second alarm.
Oh, we love that. And we drink that stuff, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. I love hot food. But he just, you know, just I think a shake of black pepper on the other side of the room was about enough for him. Well, anyway, he's okay in a fire scene, but not to eat hot food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, John knew this about Dewey, and he said, come on, have some hot homegrown jalapenos. They're good. And he said, no, I'm not much on hot stuff. And, you know, by then everybody had showed up to see who came in the back. And so
that was Captain Poole, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
John said, I'll give you a dollar a piece for everyone you eat. And he said, no, I don't think so. And John asked all the other whole shift was back there. He says, y'all would give them a dollar a piece for everyone you eat, wouldn't you? And everybody said, oh, sure, you know. So he had been a co-captain of a football team in a military school, so he was a kind of a got-to-do-it guy. So he finally said, okay, I'll try. And I'm sitting over there just eating, you know, peanut butter cookies and milk across the table. So he gets the little teeniest jalapeno you could find in the jar and puts it on a Corral plate. There's this little teeny pepper on this big white plate. He takes a knife and slices a little piece of it off and puts it in his mouth and goes, oh God, I can't handle that. You know,
keep it G-rated, Don.
I was talking to somebody who said that the other day.
And then it gets even better. I said, well, Big John, I said, you do the same for me, wouldn't you? You give me a dollar a piece for everyone you eat? He said, oh, yeah, sure. And I asked the other guy, well, I'll give you a dollar piece for what you eat. And Poole's going, don't try it. It's just, you'll burn
not
up.
For
you
a dollar.
Nobody can eat that. And I said, let me just try one. And so I pulled out a medium-sized one and chomped it up like a piece of celery. And I said, oh, that's good. I don't know why you don't like these. Well, that really got him going. He said that was a challenge to him. And so John said, well, Maybe you should try another one. And so
lighten him up.
Yeah, he said, maybe you should try another one. He says, no. And John said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll take one and split it in two, and you try half and let Don have the other half, and we'll see if that's too hot for you. And
that's
terrible. He finally says, no, I just can't do it. That really got away with him because he's a got-to-do-it guy. But the other thing that makes it, and I just told the guy, I said, well, never mind the money. These are so good. I'll just eat a couple of more.
Wow.
And the icing on the cake.
Then he headed for the border, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, on top of that, when the movie Fireproof came out, I recommend it highly to anybody that hadn't seen the movie Fireproof, a few years old now. There's a scene in there where there's a young guy who's new on the crew, and he's always trying to look buff and tough and all that, and, you know, and he's trying to be the lead guy, kind of, you know, and so the chief challenges him to a contest, and they get two bottles of Good God Almighty hot sauce, which look a lot like Texas Pete, and they have a swig off, you know, one bottle each, and so the guy, after about the second try, the guy just about to die, gives up. And then the next time the shift is on, the chief is walking in, and the guy's out in the bay kind of polishing the truck. And he says, well, Bobby, how are you doing? It looks like you're taking care of everything. He says, yes, sir, chief, everything's going fine. And he said, well, I'm glad you're doing such a good job. And he said, well, thanks, chief. He said, by the way, it was tomato juice, and he just walked off. And after a few seconds, the light came on. The guy said,
tomato juice. He's had a bottle of tomato juice. I was at the theater in North Hills with some friends, and I thought I was going to fall out on the floor out of my seat. I was laughing so hard. I could have written that scene in the Cary Fire Department.
Good stories, Don. Appreciate you calling.
Great.
All righty. We all have a great day.
You too.
Take care, right, Don.
More coming up here in the WPTF Weekend Gardener. It's 9:40. All right, we're back on WPTF, and my buddy Tom, our buddy Tom Campbell is on the line. Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't let this opportunity go by without wishing our good friend Rufus a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Well, I'm sorry you're not here. I should have invited you because we have all kinds of food this morning.
It does sound like that this has gotten out of control.
It has. Well, yeah. It usually does, Tom.
Yeah. You probably need some adults in the room, but well, that's all right.
Yeah,
as
we
far
got
as Mr. Curtis is concerned, I'm making a call to him and telling him this radio station has just gone completely crazy. He needs to get down there.
He knows.
He knows, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But his sweet wife liked the show a lot.
Oh, she did. Barbara was a jewel. Listen, the main reason I wanted to call is that Rufus, of course, has a public persona, and folks know him from all over the state, and all you have to do is just say one word, Rufus, and they know exactly who you're talking about.
Yep.
But very few people actually get to know the real person, Rufus Edmiston.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been fortunate to do it, and I can tell you that he is one of the gentlest, finest, sweetest people that I have ever known in my life, and that I count him as a true friend and am honored to be his friend.
Yes, indeedy.
And he's funny.
He is doggone funny.
He is funny. He's
yeah,
got
but,
the best sense of humor.
But looks aren't everything. I mean,
well, Tom, that's why I'm writing that book on, as I mentioned to you the other day, on civility. We need to bring more people just being simply nice. I've often said this. It's a heck of a lot easier to be nice than to be ugly. Less
well,
effort.
I have a sign up on my porch here. It's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice.
Amen.
But Rufus, I don't know whether you remember this or not. In fact, we recorded a promo about it. There was one night on NC Spin that the discussion got a little bit more heated than normal. And Rufus, right in the middle of it, says, "Can't we just get along?"
That's etched in stone somewhere.
I was aping Rodney King one time after they had beaten him up in Los Angeles, that poor fellow. He later
don't
in life said, "Well,
promo,
why can't
though?
We
I mean,
just
we,
get along?"
Yeah.
I don't think you remember that.
Oh, I remember it well.
Yeah.
I remember it well. There was a little bit of tough love going on there.
Well, that's when we implemented Tom's rule. And Tom's rule on NC Spin was, we are Southern ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to act like it.
Right.
And if you can't, you can't come back.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Is Miss Lib okay?
Lib's fine, thank you.
Yeah.
She had a little scare, but things that her sodium got out of balance for some reason or another, but very quickly we got it back, and she's doing just fine.
Well, Melissa had a friend in the hospital who had broken a couple of bones, and so she went to try to find Lib, but luckily Lib was out.
They had this new program, and I don't want to take the time away from Rufus's birthday, but UNC has developed this care at home program where if you are in a hospital, but the only reason you're in a hospital is so that you can get regular checks of your vitals and maybe blood draws and so forth, they'll send you home.
Wow.
And they have it's very expensive. I wrote about it this week in my column, read about it, but
yeah.
It's a great new program that UNC has developed to get people who don't have to be in the hospital back in their homes. And it's wonderful. And they sent her home, and I think that's a large reason why things got so better so fast.
Well, that's nothing wonderful. Like home to make you feel better.
That's right. Well, give her our love, please.
We'll do that.
Tom,
we'll
I appreciate those kind words. I really do.
84 years.
Yeah.
Rufus, by far, was the most popular person we had on our show.
Yeah.
And always waited. I never could quite tell. I could predict how most of the guys were going to react to questions that I asked. But I never knew what was going to come out of Rufus's mouth.
It's kind of scary,
Tom,
isn't it?
Tom, I will have to admit that a couple times you gently cut me off because I like to talk.
It wasn't gentle.
That's right.
All right, you say it. All right, let's move on.
Every once in a while, Rufus would get wound up, and there would be gusts up to about 120 words a minute. And I mean to say, I just had to stop it.
Understand. Well, we love you, Tom, and thank you. Thank you for calling, my friend. Your tomatoes doing okay?
My tomatoes are doing fine. And Rufus, every time I look in my backyard, I see you, from my ginger lilies to my Lord Baltimore hibiscuses.
Yeah,
just all the way up and down the backyard. You are a true friend, and I love you.
Well, yeah. I'm going to bring you some tall phlox. When I dig them up this fall, I've got you some tall phlox. I know you like phlox.
I am going to plant them because I love them.
Well, Rufus is the king of tall phlox, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And by the way, you can't have a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich without Duke's mayonnaise. I don't care what.
Nelson would disagree. She has.
I know. We had that discussion while you were
going. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. You did.
But you didn't try it Barbara's way with the cucumber spread.
Yeah, I haven't had mine yet. I need to. Let's see.
Well, I'll have to tell you, cucumbers and I don't get along real well. I get indigestion from them.
Oh.
It's got.
Boy, that's good.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Got cream cheese. It's mainly just the essence of cucumber that's pureed and patted down. You got to pat your cucumber down.
Boy, that's good.
Some onion and cream cheese.
I can taste the onion.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to kiss Melissa today, too, and I don't think she wants me to now.
Tom Nelson must have a defining moment in her life when she got
she did. It was
sick
teacher,
on
it?
Mayonnaise because
yeah,
I just...
we talked about that episode.
That dead-gum woman, she just
Ms.
made
Clausen.
Her eat it. Miss Clausen.
I thought while she was driving back to Topsail, she'd get religion and go buy a jar.
No. She's steadfastly off of that. Oak Island.
Did you hear Big John a while ago?
Yes, I forgot. Yeah.
Big John a while ago, Tom, talked about his mama loved Hellman's. I don't think they made Hellman's when I grew up. I'm not condemning it, but that was a strange one.
They did.
They did?
They did make it, but very few of us ate it.
Yeah. Well, I've confessed.
Why buy Hellman's when you could get Duke's?
I have confessed that my mama... When I grew up, Tom, had Miracle Whip.
Yuck.
Because it costs less than other mayonnaise, and I grew up on Miracle Whip, and I got...
And you grew up and turned out all right anyway.
You did.
And I got converted to...
I'm sure you
early.
Did, if nothing else, on the campaign trail.
Pretty early.
Yeah.
Did y'all see where Duke's was sold recently?
Yeah.
And now Tony the Tiger's been sold.
He has.
Kellogg's has been sold.
Yeah.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
To the Italians.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, the Italians make some good sad Nutella. So.
Yes. And those Ferrero Rochers are not bad either.
That's the name of the company.
That is.
All right. Well, Brother Tom.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
See you. See you soon, hopefully. All right. I was going to, Tom's wife had some, Ms. Lib, Reverend Lib, had some medical issues. So he was over in the hospital last week. I was going to bring him some peaches.
Okay. Here's the verdict. Pardon me for interrupting. This is important information.
What?
Miracle Whip was invented in 1933. It was first introduced by Kraft's Food at the Chicago World's Fair. So there you go. It's an alternative to mayonnaise.
Well,
it's sweet. So you could have had it.
It's right, sweet.
It tastes sour.
I thought it tastes sweet.
I think all mayonnaise smells like
that's sweet and sour.
Well, let's not get into that. Let's talk to Reg White right quick, and then we're going to talk to the whip. Reg, thanks for waiting so long.
Well, thank you all, and I just wanted to express my thanks to you again. Your amount of joy that you create for me on a Saturday morning is immeasurable.
Oh, well, thank you. I want to
tell Mr. Secretary there that he's off the hook. I had bought a paddle to bring by there to give the customary birthday licks, and I read on the fine print that it's safe only up to 64. After that, you're on your own.
That's right. So, start breaking bones.
Sir, you're honest to God safe due to the poor quality of imported goods here.
Okay. The tariffs
are keeping you from a whipping.
Well, good.
Thank you so much, Reg. God bless you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, man. All right. Let's get to the whip up in Alamance County.
The whip.
Whip, you okay? Did you get a lot of rain up there?
Oh, man, yeah. The little town of Mebane is flooded. Whip Jr.'s had a mess down there.
I bet he has. Yeah, been thinking about you. I think it's improving.
He's working all weekend.
Oh, wow. Mm. Well,
I wanted to call and say... I can't do any better than what Tom said about Rufus. He is a genuine human being. He is one of the most God-giving men I've ever seen and met in my life. Come this August, we've been friends 50 years.
Wow.
My goodness.
I met him at Masonic Home for Children. We have a... reunion down there every year for the Masons and the Shriners, and I met Rufus down there, and I have to say we've never had an argument. We've never had a cross word to each other. I've seen him pull out money and give to people. I just can't say enough about him.
Yeah.
He's one of the most kindest spirit people that I've ever met in my life. And he's genuine. He's not phony.
Not phony at all.
And he's been a good friend to me, and I love him like a brother. In fact, he is my brother.
And, well, the Weekend Gardener...
I don't want to talk too much because I get emotional, but I...
Oh, my
whip. The good Lord blessed us, blessed the Weekend Gardener in WPTF when we were fortuitous enough to... lure him onto the show.
The Lord has blessed the state with Rufus.
Absolutely. Governor Martin was a great governor, but we would have liked to have seen Rufus in there, too.
Oh, he would have been a great one. And mm-hmm. I just can't say enough about him. He's just an all-around good person, good man, got a heart of gold. Do anything in God's world for anybody. He'd give you the shirt off his back.
Yep.
I've been with him and seen him do it, and we've had some good laughs together and some good times, and I just had to call and tell him I love him. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, Whip. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
How moving.
Nice. All right. Well, words from Alamance County.
Yep.
Those folks in Mebane,
well, I didn't want to turn this into a Rufus Edmiston Day.
Well, that's
for
all right.
Sake, so.
That's okay. We can do it. We can pretty much do what we want to within reason. And
it's about gone beyond reason with all these nice things.
If they don't want us to do the show anymore, Rufus, they know they know who to contact. And
you deserve
it. I'm on vacation. Okay, but I don't think they mind a bit. This is the way the show is supposed to be. Now, if we'll talk about plenty of gardening stuff, but we work in life. You know, it's just life, and it's the good part of life, and it's not the bad part of life. I don't want to talk about anything bad.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about hydrangeas.
Well, that's a good thing. We got about a minute, Rufus. Go ahead.
I have at least 20 different kinds of whites, Nelsa.
Okay.
It's hard sometimes to tell...
The difference.
I think it's the configuration of the bush. And the one that's supposed to turn strawberry
Dutton.
That has never turned strawberry for me. I've got two of them. What?
I mean, it could be a lighting issue as well, and usually the strawberry and strawberry sundae.
Yeah.
I mean, typically they still are going to get that green cone. It's just when they start changing, morphing to that lime white green, and then they start getting the pink. And then definitely with cooler weather, you'll get it. But no, I've seen the strawberries go from green to that intense, pretty
color. I've never had one go strawberry yet.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just continue this hydrangea discussion coming up. And more salutes to Brother Rufus on his 84th birthday here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener.